Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and welcome to Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So welcome to the show, and if you are tuning in for the first time, I will let you know this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And it is a number one international bestseller on Amazon. And it is a book that I scribed for the High Council. And the High Council, as you heard in the intro, includes Jesus, the archangels, and other light teachers who have gathered in the spiritual realm to come and assist us on this awakening that is occurring on our planet right now. And I learned in 2013 of my soul assignment to hear their messages, to work with the High Council and be a conduit for them, and to specifically scribe Love's Curriculum. So again, if you're new, you may not know my journey. It was not that I was always a spiritual messenger, but I originally started my career as a lawyer back in 1996. And I had made that choice based on intellect and logic and had really lost touch in my university years with a soul purpose or what my heart wanted or what I was passionate about. But on that very first day of my law job, I had a wake-up call from my heart and my soul. And I heard what was like an inner voice and a knowing in my stomach that said and that I felt, remember, this is not what you want to do. You have other plans. Your life is meant to be doing something else. Now, it was shocking on my first day of work as a lawyer after 3 years of law school. But I also had a knowing that it was true. A remembering woke up in me that was comforting. And so I began to listen to that small voice within, and it guided me to take classes on intuition, to read spiritual books, to devour all the self-help Hay House books, to see Deepak Chopra speak way back in the beginning when he was still using overhead projectors. Some of you may remember those. I can date myself there, way before computers and PowerPoint. And eventually, I followed that intuitive guidance and knowing to leave my job as a lawyer, and as well to waking up and realizing the unhealthy nature of my marriage, and to seek help in deciding what to do there, and eventually leaving the marriage as well. And then 20 years of intense personal growth and spiritual development and training as a transpersonal counseling psychologist and becoming a mom and all that that brings and all the growth in being a mom for three children, as well as going through a second divorce and learning to co-parent with my ex-husband. I can say, dear to my heart, that we've done an amazing job of being friends through that and putting our children's needs first. And as well as healing in relationship and getting remarried again. So it's been quite the journey, and it led to a very close relationship with spirit. Through it all, I learned to listen, to follow that guidance, and learned a lot of tools that I love to share now with you through this radio show, through Love's Curriculum, through the spiritual mentoring programs that I offer, as well as serving in this amazing assignment to be a messenger for the High Council and to bring through that healing and that awareness for all of us so that we can create change in the world, so that we can create love in the world. So, a longer version of what I'm up to, but I know it's important. Some of you don't know anything about me, so I wanted to share that first. And now on to the topic for today. We are going to explore healing sacrifice. I'm going to read from chapter 11 in Love's curriculum, which is titled Love of Self and Other, A Critical Next Step and Call to Love. As well, towards the second half of the show, I'll be taking callers. So you get a chance to call in, ask the High Council a question or for a message. As well, there may be time there, depending on the number of callers, that I'll channel through a group message from the High Council for all of us. So before we dive into this topic of healing sacrifice, I want to do a prayer of surrender. What I like to do before I connect with you and we connect and explore these topics, to surrender this radio show and our time together to the highest good of all, to love, to having the Holy Spirit, to having the Creator, to having love's guidance, that higher guidance come through me to you, to have it active among us all here today. And again, that this be in the highest good of all and in the name of love. And so it is. All right. So healing sacrifice. I was intuitively guided to bring this topic forward today because it was the topic that was picked for the Monday message in the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group. That is the group that I lead. If you aren't in there and you want to, just go onto Facebook and search for Lightworkers and Love Advocates and you can request to join. But every Monday, I tune into the High Council and ask that they bring through which passage in Love's curriculum, the book that they want to share that week. And I close my eyes and I flip open to a page and see where I'm guided on that page. So this week, this was the passage. And this is what was the initiator or instigator behind this topic of healing sacrifice. So here's the passage. This was from the Divine Mother in chapter 13 of Love's curriculum. All of you must remember that you are so loved. Reclaim the princely qualities that are rightly yours. Lightworkers, you must feel your brilliance, your worth, your holiness, if you are to bring the light and love of God to all the world and to other people. No longer may you allow the face of sacrifice to mar your work and your presence. Jesus did not sacrifice for you. He reclaimed his rightly place next to God as God's Son, and so is true for you. Now is the time. The ego says you are not worthy, that you must sacrifice in pain and loss and run from God, when God only wants to feel you again by his side, so to speak. For in truth, you have never left the right hand of your Father. Again, that's from Love's Curriculum, chapter 13. So that passage this week brought forth a beautiful discussion in this the Lightworkers and Love Advocates Facebook group, especially around this notion of sacrifice and of Jesus' sacrifice, or what does that mean to sacrifice? And it also turned into this intuitive knowing that this would be the topic for today's radio show, as well as a focus in the monthly circle program that I lead and that you can learn about under on my website, under Work with Jenny. You'll see the monthly Love's Curriculum monthly circle. So what I decided to do in part in this discussion on the Facebook group around this notion of sacrifice was to go right to the source. And so I tuned in and asked the High Council for more clarity on that passage. So I'll share with you now what I scribed, what they had to say. So here we go. We are mostly speaking here in that passage that we wish to show that the idea of sacrifice as a worthy cause and good thing, because some light workers are living in sacrifice, we wish to show it is not the way. Instead, we wish to show and manifest that all are meant to give and receive equally, that abundance is the truth beyond seeming lack, and that giving one's self in love, what one could call sacrifice, is meant to fill one up, not deplete one. It is therefore a giving and a receiving, not a sacrifice, as the ego would have you wear it. The ego would have you wear it as desperation and lack and destitution. We are glad that you are wanting to explore and open your ideas to us and to self-love and compassion. Start there with self-love and compassion for you and for others. You may find a path through love. Again, that was the High Council as they came through in response to the earlier passage about letting go of sacrifice. So, to me, they're asking us again to let go of that ego view of sacrifice, some notion that we must give up ourself for another, that to put your needs second is somehow this worthy cause, that you have to feel lack and like you're putting everyone else first and you're not taking anything, that somehow that would be giving or that would be loving. But what I hear the High Council saying is that's not what love is wanting, that isn't what is meant in terms of serving others. Instead, they want us to focus on self-love and compassion for us and others, that somehow giving and receiving go hand in hand, and that self-love and compassion are important in learning to love others and all. And this whole topic of sacrifice, and when the High Council speaks of Jesus and sacrifice, reminded me of an important aha moment that I recall having. This would have been way back in, say, 2004, maybe, so quite a ways. I was attending the Unity Church for several years there, and I was really good at measuring how good I was at being a mom or being a volunteer at the church by how much I put everyone else first. If I was really busy and hardly had any time for me, somehow that meant that I was really loving and really showing up and really doing a good job. Maybe some of you can relate. Some of you moms, some of you dads, some of you those who help, you helpers and caregivers out there. And I realized in that moment that having been raised in a Lutheran church, and Jesus was very much a part of my upbringing, and I had a close relationship with him. I still do, obviously, as he is on the High Council, and he is definitely a teacher of mine and a way shower for me. But in that moment, back in 2004, I had this aha moment that I was thinking that what Jesus had taught and showed me was that I was supposed to sacrifice, that somehow I was supposed to take my own life for others, so to speak, to give up my needs for others. And in that moment, I had this feeling like, wait, that's not really what he was teaching me, is it? And in the Unity Church, it was an open place to explore those new ways of thinking and to see Jesus as a way shower of a new way. And so I made a decision in that moment that I would see it as a new way, that maybe my worth of how well I was serving didn't depend on how much I felt I was depleting me, that there could be a different way, that maybe I could receive too, that actually having love for myself and caring for me and taking time for me could be good for the others in my life. Maybe some of you can relate to that too. Maybe you've learned that already, or you're just learning that, or you're reflecting now on how well am I doing at taking care of me? Do I still think I need to sacrifice for others? So let's take a short break. And when we get back, I'm going to read from chapter 11 from Love's Curriculum. And that is Love of Self and Other, a Call to Love and a Critical Next Step. And let's explore in that chapter this new way that the High Council and Jesus are showing us, this way to heal past sacrifice and to see that real love is about giving and receiving, that they go together. All right, so we'll be right back after a short break. Do you hear your soul calling to you? Do you feel your heart pulling you toward a new vision, toward your soul's divine purpose manifest in the world? If so, it makes sense. We as lightworkers and love advocates are being called to be the change now by showing up in our authentic divine light and service in the world. No more wasting time in the fear of change, the one day I'll do it, the old limiting beliefs or fears of being seen. And you also deserve to be lovingly supported and guided to take the concrete action needed to show up and manifest your soul's dream. That is why I have designed my Team for Love 12-week mentoring program, in which I support you in gaining the clarity, connection, and courage to shine your heart and purpose in the world. To learn more and apply, visit lovescurriculum.com under the Work with Jenny mentoring page. I look forward to hearing from you. Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Today, we are exploring the topic of healing sacrifice, and I am going to read now from chapter 11 in Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. And it is titled, Love of Self and Other, A Call to Love and a Critical Next Step. And this is in the voice of Archangel Raphael on behalf of all the archangels and angels. And I'm going to actually read most of this chapter because it's not that long. So you may wish to close your eyes, sit back, relax, just let the words come into your heart. Not trying to figure them out, just letting them resonate within you. All right, here's chapter 11. We are here today to teach you more about self-love and care It is so vitally important that all learn to love themselves as part of the pathway, the light way into heaven, that state of oneness and returning home. As long as one harbors self-hatred, lust, contempt for the body and for your being, one cannot reach, reveal, remember the state of pure love and joy that returns you home. Make sense? Self-love and nurturing is a key step along the path of ascension. As you love another as yourself and in the way that we angels love you. Adopt pure angel love that you give yourself and other, and you begin to experience heaven on earth. In your world of form, love of self and love of other are linked in perfect unity and harmony beyond form. Yet it is common at this time in your third dimension to hold the viewpoint that love of self takes from love of other and vice versa. It is a common belief for you in form that the two do not go together. But be glad that in truth you cannot truly love in the name of Christ love without both being present. For each one fuels the other. Self-love and love of other are linked in perfect unity and in a never-ending cycle and circle. One feeding the other, one lending to the other. Only really there are no divisions of time or space, so they occur simultaneously at the same time that they lend energy to each other. As you put focus on self-love, you automatically love others purely and angelically as well. Self-love and love of other are one and the same. And yet, in your society, so much focus has been put on other at expense of self that it is not God's love then, but of the ego. Thinking one must sacrifice at the expense of the other in the name of love sustains the ego belief that the other is separate from the greater self and from you. Ultimately, that you both are separate from the universal greater self and thus separate from each other as well. See how the ego thus fulfills its dream of separation and pain and loss and grief and greed, even in the name of love and with words of love and sacrifices and seeming glory. But that is not love of which the ego speaks. For real love is gentle, kind, accepting, joining of self and other. Real love is always expanding and creating more for each person, the giver and the receiver. In fact, it grows so as both are experiencing the love of God. Some of you may have experienced this love and the true nature of giving and receiving in spiritual practice and healing work, individually and in groups. More and more, as this love enters the world, will the world transform with actions coming from this place of God's love. Through the angelic university, love of self and love of other will be taught and learned and experienced in connection with us. We will help you all experience and understand it. The lessons will be of love, soft, pure, God's love, not the love of the ego thought system. The ego will be quietly, gently brushed aside, or more like melted by love, dissolved, dissipated by the angelic, pure God love. People will learn at the university and then carry it out into their lives. More and more and more people. It will be a wildfire of love spreading out quickly and efficiently like a white, hot, pure flame. The lessons will be bathed in this pink-white light of love. And as you carry your learning out into the world, it will take on a golden white light of love that is fiery and passionate and active. It is the active love of Jesus and his message to the world. You are meant to live like Jesus did. His essence was a pink-white light of love, and his message, the golden white light. Fiery. When Jesus was here in form on earth, he was bathed in the pink-white light of love and the knowledge of the pure love of God that is all around. Then he spread that love through the golden white light of love. His message spread through the active golden white light of love. And see how his message did spread out to the world and still is strong, although distorted by fear and the ego in many ways. The pureness of it at its core has still ignited the world in love. And now is it time for a group of you lightworkers to bring the pure love again of Jesus actively into the world. And those of you lightworkers who are called will come and learn together in institutions and groups and centers and gatherings, as many of you have done for years already. But now the ego will be quieter, and you will experience more connection with us guides and other realms and Jesus and God. The voice of God and the Holy Spirit will be echoing even louder in your hearts and minds. The voice for love is getting stronger, and many will hear it louder. And the learning and gathering will take on a greater, higher form and vibration that resonates more in sync with the pure vibration of love. And then you will go and bring that love to others. Hear us when we say that we are speaking more and more loudly to you lightworkers because the veil is indeed lifting. Be certain in that knowledge. As you bring your love and light to the world, you will meet those at a stage on the path of awakening who reveal themselves as threatened by the love of God of which we speak. They may criticize and want to destroy the love because they are fearful and believe that the idea of oneness contradicts their own belief in God's love. Their ideas lead to separation. They feed the ego. But know that in the face of the ego's criticism, your job is merely to stay in the light and truth of your own path and to bring love to the situation. We need you also to remember that they too are working for the whole. Those at that stage are on their own path of awakening and at the right and precise point where they should be. They are a part of the whole, a part of the whole lion that is waking up and equally important to the whole. We ask that you focus on your own leg of the lion, of waking it up, of spreading it out to the rest of the lion. And then knowing that as you do, it spreads out from the leg to the whole body eventually. The whole body is currently represented by the masses in fear and judgment. As you see the Christ in them and see them as your Savior, which happens as you learn to love, really love in God's name, then the whole awakens together as it must be, as is the only way. Your practice Your job in the world of form is to focus on learning to love, to express God's love, which includes seeing love in all people and all things, including, especially, those who seem to be the most in fear and shame and hate and judgment. In truth, they merely represent the parts of mind, the mind to which we are all a part, that still believe the ego's story of separation. It is critical that you heal and love those parts of mind as well. We will teach you how. Again, all of this transpires as we are heard more loudly by you, the lightworkers. You will hear us and work with us closely, more and more closely. All lightworkers will eventually turn to their divine helpers and guides as part of the Great Awakening. Love of self and other is the belief of many spiritual paths, and now, for many, it comes in the form of connecting with us angels to learn it and live it and experience God's love and teach it in the world. It is a specific path for many, and there are other paths as well, all speaking of the love of God and oneness. Ignite the fire, light it up, go in peace and serve God on high. It is done. All right, taking a big breath, letting all of that information, all of those words land within you, noticing what you feel in your heart center, noticing if you feel triggered, overwhelmed, relaxed, calm. Just noticing. Again, just letting all of that land within you. And taking another deep breath. All right. And again, if you would like a copy of Love's Curriculum, you can find it on Amazon. And right now, we are going to take a short break, and then I'm going to take callers. So this is your chance to ask the High Council a question that's on your heart, that's weighing you down, or that you're curious to ask of them. Or maybe you wish just to ask for them to deliver the message that they have for you. So the number to call is 1-888-627-6008. Again, I'll read it again. 1-888-627-6008. All right, so we'll take a short break. And then we'll come back and I'll bring through the High Council.
Interested in having Jenny and the High Council come to speak to your group? Contact Jenny at lovescurriculum.com to inquire about arranging a mystical, inspiring, love-filled event with the High Council. Again, that's lovescurriculum.com.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. So today we have been exploring healing sacrifice and learning that love of yourself and loving others go hand in hand, that is the pure God love that we are meant to bring, and to let go of that ego notion of sacrifice. And so I am taking callers. I don't have anyone on the line yet. So if you are thinking, oh, but I'm a little nervous, now's your chance. So here is the number again, 1-888-627-6008. So I'm going to tune in and call in the High Council here, and call in if you're wanting to ask a question. And if not, I will bring through a group message, which has, in a way, become the theme here. I'm thinking that these group messages are powerful. I know that they are. And so, again, if you're wanting some individual support, please call in. But no, otherwise, I will bring through this group message for everyone to experience. So here's the number one more time, 1-888-627-6008. All right. So High Council, I ask that you draw near, that your love and your illumination and messages come through me for the group. Clearly, I ask that my angels and my guides help me to be a clear conduit for this work here, for these messages, for this connection. And I ask that you come through for the highest good of all. And in the name of love. And so it is. All right. So I am going to begin a group message here. Dearest ones, we thank you for this opportunity to come through to you through Jenny. We are excited for this opportunity to speak to each one of you, to speak to each one of your hearts. And so we ask that you close your eyes, if possible, that you receive in your heart this message, knowing that it comes to each one of you specifically as we deliver it to the group as a whole. And so to activate this receiving, this knowing, this remembering that we are giving you here today, we wish that you place your hand on your heart, one hand or two, if you feel comfortable, and to take a deep breath into that heart center, and to land and ground this message into your human experience in form. Just focus as well on the soles of your feet and send roots or an anchor out. Feel how they are stuck and grounded to Mother Earth. And take another deep breath into your heart. And if you feel called, focus on your third eye and the crown chakra and ask that it be filled with light and opening here so that you hear a high vibration sound of our connection and our love. And just asking that if it feels like too much or overwhelming, that you will have guidance in staying grounded as you open to receive. And let's just trust our words focus on the sound of Jenny's voice as we deliver this message of love to you, dear ones. We wish for you to receive our gift of love, our gift of surrender to love. This gift that you may receive right now as you allow yourself to relax and let go and to breathe and to trust and to experience whatever it is you are experiencing in this moment as we connect with your heart. Again, each moment you can restate your willingness or not our unwillingness to participate, knowing that it's okay to choose to listen instead of allow this heart connection. And yet we hope that in this moment you will open to this heart connection to experience how much we love you, how much God loves you, the divine loves you. And so we grace you with love. We shower you with love. Just breathe and open and expand. And see that as we love you, that love is complete. That as we love you, no love is lost. That as we share and shine this love, that this love encompasses all. That there is no giving and taking. That there is no end to this love. There is no sacrifice in this love. There is service. There may be doing. There may be helping. And yet there is always love for both the giver and the receiver. And that, dear ones, is the truth. This is the experience of the universal flow of love. Open to it now. Seeing that as we love you, it only expands the love that is available. And that as you experience this love and shine it towards others, radiate it out as you think of those you love, that it does not leave you and go to them. Instead, it is a channel, an ongoing circuit of love. An ever-flowing love, increasing as it is shared. And so share it now from your heart. Share it with yourself first, seeing that as you shower yourself with your own self-love, that it merely magnifies the love that you radiate out and share with others. And so fill yourself with this love, like a warm blanket of light. Nurture yourself with it. And know that as you do, it expands outwards to those to whom you wish to love and share it with and to serve. And so now, from this place of being filled with this love, focus on those you wish to share it with now in your minds and your thought. And just let it expand and keep radiating out to them. It's filling you and it's filling them. And it comes and fills all around you, coming from us and filling us, your angelic lovers and supporters as well. And just keep breathing to this very opening experience of this flow, this ever flow of love. And now see to the animals you wish to send this love, to the plants, to the earth. See that Mother Earth is filled with this love as well, that she too and all of her inhabitants are part of this ever-flowing love. You may notice as well that it seems to be that there are dark spots within certain places or certain animals, certain people, as if this love is veiled, the experience of it is veiled. And so with curiosity, without judgment, just seeing where there may be shadow, and ask for the truth there. Ask that it be whisked away, that the being, the one, the place, remember the love that is truly there always. Ask for light to come to those places. See how the light and love that surrounds those shadowed places, upon your asking and your calling, it begins to spread to those shadows. It spreads and expands and fills what appears to have been a void, and yet in truth was merely just a mark or a mar, a scar, a spot that can be wiped away. This is the work of shining the mirror, of dusting and clearing away the dust and the cobwebs that seem to scar or mark or cloud the love that is always shining bright. Work to be done as you view the world outside and others. And work to be done in your own mind and consciousness, the places where you live in fear within yourself. So as you ask for this love to clear away the darkness and shadows outside, ask that it too fill and clear every nook and cranny of your own being, that love in this moment be shining brighter than ever before. And so you may claim and ask here for a healing, for an opening, for an awakening, for a cleansing, to let us help love be guided to clearing some of the shadows within you. And let us do that first. And then we will ask to, through you, direct it outward to clear outward shadows. And so now, claim and be open if you wish to ask for this healing and this clearing within you. And as you do, breathe, allowing the breath in your mouth and throat to feel open. Perhaps you want to stretch and open your arms. And here to help, we will make the sound of awe. Awe. And now let us take this awe, and as you make the sound of awe with us, letting it send out a vibration of love that helps loosen up the debris and clear it away. Helps wipe away any missed thoughts or fears. And one more, and in this awe, this opening to the light of heaven, you may experience it as being up above you, but opening your throat and your heart and your mind to the angels, to God, to love. One more. And now with this open, expansive connection, it's bringing your attention back to your hand on your heart, to this experience of you, this being, this human being, this divine being within this human form, and bringing this self-love and self-compassion to you that you experience here at this time in your journey. You may wish to surround yourself in a hug and know that we are with you, guiding you, helping you open and love yourself and others equally in God's love. And so it is. Wow, I never know what to expect. Thank you for your participation and your openness to the experience. I can feel the High Council still saying, we honor you and we thank each one of you. And we look forward to working with each one of you. If should that be your path to choose, that you choose. So thank you for spending this time with me on your path here today. It is my honor and my privilege and my desire to be of service to each one of you as well, and to us as a whole, to this beautiful group of beings that we are here awakening on this beautiful planet of ours. And I want to say a thank you to those guides and the High Council for working with us. And thank you for being here again. All right. If you are looking to further your connection beyond the show here every other week, then do look me up on Facebook under the Lightworkers and Love Advocates. You can go to my website, lovescurriculum.com. There is a free Heart of Jesus meditation there, a New Year's message there that you can receive. And in doing so, you'll get onto my email newsletter. The bottom of the homepage, there's a way to just join the newsletter there as well if you want to stay up to date on happenings and messages from me and Love's Curriculum and the High Council. And again, if you're wanting to experience more of this High Council and this connection with them, I invite you to join us in the monthly circle program. And you can find that on the webpage, again, lovescurriculum.com, under Work with Jenny. And you'll see the monthly circle there and you can check it out. And we have a 75-minute live session every month, plus other connection and things going on there. All right. Bless you, each one of you, and have a fabulous day, a fabulous week. Happy New Year, and wishing you a love-filled 2018. All right. Take care. Bye.
tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.